Vincent gets him out now, and here he comes. Denon Kingley gets up the rail. Golden 60. They roar for their hometown hero. He's a length clear over Salios, running on Mother Earth. It's Golden 60. The locals can't beat him. The internationals can't beat him. This is his house. Fortress Golden 60.
Moves up and takes the lead, but Mr. Brightside's challenging. Mr. Brightside up to Alligator Blood. Cascadian late. Mr. Brightside in front. And Mr. Brightside has won the mile from Cascadian. The Inevitable has a really good buffer. 200 to go. She's 5 lengths in front. Mr. Brightside's chipping away. Pride of Jenny trying to find the reserves at the 100. She's 3 in front of Mr. Brightside. It's all too late. Pride of Jenny has run them into the night. Zaki joined by Animo, who looks destiny in the face at the 150. Animo takes the lead from Zaki. Alligator Blood, I'm Thunderstruck. But it's Animo clear. I'm Thunderstruck late. Dream at the 100 is getting desperate. Now Wicks is storming home. Wicks over the top. Oh, she's too good. They can't beat her. In time I so untold, I'm just another soul for sale. Oh, well.
The beach is our friends. G'day, listeners, and welcome back to the Racing Previews podcast, where we will be previewing Super Saturday at Flemington, and also the Randwick Guineas and the Canterbury Stakes at Randwick, of course. You wouldn't be fooled for saying that it looks more like a half-star mile than an all-star mile with such a small field, but the Newmarket is a full field. It would have been nice to get some of those Canterbury Stakes horses, but nonetheless, a lot of those good horses have stayed in Sydney for the Wait for Age racing, and it looks like there's not going to be too much rain up there. Fingers crossed for now. Fellas, how are we doing?
Good. You need to shave, Ben.
I know. I'm getting a little bit furry.
That is a fair coat that he's got going on over there.
It's the first time I've ever seen it.
You don't like it?
Oh, it's not the worst, but like the first time I've ever seen you with like a bare face.
I can't say I've ever seen you with more than a whisker on yours. So.
Yeah, well, like that's different.
Before the race meeting tomorrow night, it'll definitely be coming off.
Maybe before just radios, bro.
Got a bit lazy this week, so haven't really been bothered to shave it off.
It is a real effort, I got to admit.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like...
I hate facial hair, like, apart from my stash. Like, this stubble on my face gives me the absolute shits.
You would look horrendous without a stash.
Oh, yeah, I would look... Yeah, I would
look. You look like a... You'd look younger than me.
It literally makes you.
It does. It'll long may it play.
Nico, how's your week been? I don't know if you don't listen to them.
It's been horrific, my week, but we don't have time to devour how horrible my week's been. But anyway, we've got winners to find. And we had a good week last week. So
we did. Long may it continue. Long may we play. I saw you actually got 4 votes on the self-trumpeter of the week. On the
did
puns.
I?
On the punters podcast, you might.
Oh, that was fair. Jesus,
you might have to go listen to that. It's good gear. It was very funny.
What
it was
can
probably
I say?
Deserved.
Just traction left, right, and centre at the moment. It is what it is. If they're still hating and I'm tipping winners, well, I'm doing something right.
Yeah, more votes incoming, I reckon.
Yeah, good.
All right, let's go straight to Flemington Bot. I don't care how your week has been. Mine's been average. Yours is probably
Thanks,
average
mate.
Too. Rails out 5. It's a good 4, and Flemington's going to play like Flemington always does. Mm. We're going to go straight to race 2. It is a 1,000-meter group 3 for the 2-year-old fillies. Gin Spirit 440 from Elsa of Arendel. Elsa of Arendel, also 440. Enchanted by $5. Military Tycoon 750. Bot, tell us why you like Military Tycoon.
Well, it's a little bit different to what I usually do and with the way I price races and bet on races. But, yeah, just the way that the market's sort of working at the moment. I've noticed that some recently it's sort of been taking on first-up horses and debutants a little bit more than what it necessarily should. And I thought Military Tycoon started at a good SP and a good race on debut and then went off for a spell and then it's had two really, really nice trials since. It looks like the best horse in this race. I think the exposed form is awful, to be honest with you, and I think it's the one that the market will find. And I want to be honest, I'm on it early, so I think it probably starts like $5.
What price are you taking? Nine, ten?
Nine bucks.
Yep. I'm going to disagree with the bot, and it won't be the first time we disagree tonight because I'm on number one, Gin Spirit. I'm with the race form. I did back her all in, $6.225 the place, and I heard Mark Zara was going to be on board. So although she comes through sort of weak form lines over in Adelaide, I think the ratings she's been putting down and the sectionals have been pretty decent. So I'm really happy with her on top. She's a horse who can be a little bit slowly away from the barriers, as you'll see if you watch her replays, but often down the straight, you can get away with doing that a bit. And drawing barrier 12, the grandstand side, I just think race experience is going to count for plenty here, and I think she can win the race. I'm probably going to have a saver on number 5, Elsa of Arendelle. This horse was huge against the pattern on debut at Moonee Valley, and the straight track should really suit. So, yeah, go back and watch her final 200 metres around the valley. We know the valley has been playing quite leaderish, except for maybe when it was in the true, and 3 metres the other week wasn't too bad. But, you know, the last 5 or 6 meetings, it has been very much on pace. So her run against the pattern was huge. So those are the two horses I'm centering my thoughts around. But main bet is number 1, Gin Spirit. I think the Hayes boys will be rewarded again.
Almost got you last week in the 2-year-old race.
You nearly did. I don't know if you did. You mention it on the pod, or was it just a late one that you found?
No, I didn't. No.
Almost doesn't pay, brother.
I know. Anyway.
Well, it does
if you actually bet the place. You arrogant little shit.
What was the exacta? It would have been, I don't know, 90-1, 80-1, probably more something like that. Yeah. All right, we move on to race 3. It is the Vale Michael Maroney. It's 1,100-meter benchmark, 84. My temptation is $2.60 favorite. A lot of the get-on boys are putting it in the bin, saying it's a lay of the day. Wolfie's 480. Don't Hope Do, 750. Prinzero, $11. And Street of Dreams is 14. Will, sticking with you.
Yeah, I think Prinzero was good enough in a race. It was, you know, it was that day at Flemington where there was the massive westerly and it was a heavy track and he was only second up there and, you know, I thought he, in a stronger race than this, and I thought he was good enough into the breeze and he sort of just faded the last 200 metres. But he's third up now and you look through his form, he's got a couple placings behind the grey filly of the Freedman's Right to Party. In some listed races, around second in the Krosik. So, you know, if it recaptures that form and you know, it was pretty good against the pattern last start. I think it's a really nice bet there. And I think My Temptation's a nice horse, but I have it $3.05. But, you know, I could end up being on. I think the market might continue to push against it. And a horse that I could have something small and at the absolute death would be Marble 9, who just didn't want to race at Moonee Valley and hung out around the track. But, you know, he's got some nice form that puts him in the picture of this race too. So main bet in the race would be Prinzero, and My Temptation will probably be one I'll be on as well. Well, hopefully if I get like 350. So 350 is the price on My Temptation. Might not happen, but we'll see.
Yeah, it might too. Race 4 is the Shaftesbury Avenue Handicap. It is a 1,400-meter Group 3. Is It Me is $2.80 favorite off the dominant win last start. It rated very well. Fancify, $4.60 off the Forgive. Ayrton, $8.50. Territory Express, $9. Aztec Ruler, $9.50. And Nugget, $10. Will, we found the same horse here.
Yeah, Is It Me is spiraling upwards and he's continuing to improve, but you know, there's a lot of variance in that. Like, it could just completely fall to bits.
And I think is at $2.80 against better horses, I think is a pretty easy horse to oppose. And, you know, I'm a little bit iffy about what they do. Like, he has enough speed, but, you know, that was the way that trainers like to think sometimes. They, you know, that a horse needs to be behind other horses and then finish off. And this race will be slowly run. And I just think Fancify will get a dream run up in front. And it was, you know, it was poor, but it was heavily backed at Flemington last time when he was running into the strongest rain you'll ever see. I mean, it was easily forgivable. It was good first up behind the Oakley Plate runner-up, and I thought that third up at 1,400 metres at Flemington, where it's done its best work, is $5 is a more than fair price for it. So I've got it about $4.15. So that's the one I'll be on. I wanted to find Territory Express, but I just can't with Carly K1. Like, yeah. You come down to Melbourne, just like, no disrespect to Carlin at all, but like, jockey on.
Yeah, and I don't know if you've you probably don't pay that close attention to Sydney Replay's bot, but this horse has been strung up in traffic many times. Yeah.
I know the deal with this horse. It always misses the start and runs on. It's a really nice horse. I just need a, you know, if it had a Jamie Mallum, or a Zara, or, you know, Blake Shin. Like, Blake Shin, oh, he's in New Zealand, but
Zara would be a perfect rider for it.
Yeah. Anyway, it's got Carleen.
Yeah, I think you can gap Territory Express and Ayrton, who are probably not going to be ready here, might not ever be ready again, might be cast. I think you can sort of mark him closer to double his current quotes. I'm with Fancify. I've backed her all in each way. Got very, very nice odds.
What was that?
I got $8 and $2.80 the place. Jump on the 6 day, of course, if you want to try and get some of these prices with us nice and early. Barrier 11, that's no issue at all. She'll just rocket straight to the front.
There's no speed.
No, none at all. So don't worry about the fact that she has drawn the outside. Last start, a complete forgive. Her best ratings are 1,400 metres at Flemington. That day she won on Cup Day, rated very, very well. And her first up run says she's back to be able to produce something like that again, this preparation. So she's clearly on top for me, back on a dry track. And, yeah, you just have to forgive that last start. I could back Is It Me if we get sort of $3.50 plus. He's a horse in some serious form, and last start was utterly dominant. But it still is coming up a lot in grade here. So you trust the rating to an extent, but the form in behind – like Kappa 39, I know he's run second a couple of times now, but he's coming up against a lot better horses now, as Will said, going from a benchmark 84 straight to a group 3. So, yeah, I'm with the Fancify on top, but if I do get $3.50 for Is It Me, then it will be a bet as well.
Yeah, I'm just pretty much using the expected rating for Fancify. I think, like, just what the market expected last time, I think that's a reasonable thing to do.
Yep. If you're wondering why we're speeding through this, it's because it's 9:54 p.m. at night. And let's be honest, punters, that's too late to be doing a podcast. But circumstantial, so we'll just have to live with it. Race 5 is the Size Produce Stakes. It's 1,400-meter group 2 for the two-year-olds. Tycoon Star's $2.90 favorite and will be coming out because they're going to Sydney. And I'd say, sort of listening to how the Hayes boys do it, I would say he'd be on the truck right now as we speak. Vinrock is $4.20 favorite, will come in after the scratching. Steel Trap $9.50, Brave Design $11, Algorithmic $13, and Heavily Conquest $13 as well. Well, Bot, you found a few at big odds last week. What have you got for us here?
Well, I want to be against the horse you're on, Vinrock, who was ran really, really slow time, and you know that can happen with horses on debut. You know, they can run slow time and they still might be nice horses, but I can't take the price this will be after Tycoon Star comes out based on the time it ran. Like, it's priced as if it ran really, really good time, and, you know, it beat nothing really. It was just awful. They ran about 10 lengths slower than the 64 in the same card, so I will not be on it. I thought that Sunlit Serenade and Oh Hope, who came out of a Bendigo race that went really, really well, And they sprinted home in the meeting's fastest sectionals of the day. So those are the two for me. Clearly, if they show any intent on either of the two, I think they're, you know, I've almost got them favourite. And then like what the price we're getting 20, 27, 26. Those are two outstanding bets. I think of, you know, I'm having a really really good day if either of them win, and I'll be on Miwa as well, who was backed at Pakenham. Was it Pakenham or Ballarat? One of the two. I think it was Ballarat, actually. And did his best work late in the last 200 metres. That's the one I'll be on too at 35. So three-bet play in this race. Well, keen to be against the favourite.
Yep. I am with the favourite. Took $5 all in, so that's going to be looking like a pretty decent price once his favourite comes out. Look, I know the time wasn't there. The rating was still okay. It wasn't anything sensational, but I just love the late strength that he showed in that race. I think he's a horse you might already be looking for further. Gets 1,400 metres here. And unlike a lot of his key rivals, he's drawn barrier five and he maps for the grouse run. So he's going to go straight to the front or maybe outside lead or maybe in the 1-1. Whatever the case, he's going to get a really, really nice run. And if he's not good enough, it's not going to be because of bad luck. He's a horse who obviously showed great gate speed there on debut, drew two, went straight to the front, and who knows, maybe if he is chasing this time around, he can improve. I think he needs to improve to be winning this, but I think he really will. So I'm with Vinrock on top. A few years ago... I remember back to having an absolute fill-up in this race off another horse who won a Pakenham Maiden. I don't think this horse is as good as V8, but those are just good memories.
It's a good horse.
V8 won a Pakenham...
Is he still racing?
I'm not sure. But V8 won a Pakenham Maiden by 5 lengths, and we ended up getting $5 in the size produce 2 years ago, I reckon. So,
yeah, he ran no time. But he was still a good horse. So it can happen, like for Vinrock.
Yeah. There's a little reference there, but yeah, V8 did rate a lot better than Vinrock in debut. Race 6 is the Australian Cup Prelude, and we see the return, well, not the return, the second up run of the Caulfield Cup winner, which is Duke de Cessa, $4.40. How awesome was he winning at Caulfield first up? Middle Earth returns gelded $5, Young Werther $7.50, Cheyenne $9.50. Post Impressionist is also around the market, $10, and Aramco, $10 as well. Are you betting in this race, Will? Who have you found?
No, I'm way too scared of Middle Earth, and like both ways, it could either win by five or run last, and it's too scary for me. So I'm just going to leave. I've got enough bets on the day.
Yep. I am dipping my toe into this race, and I am sort of removing Middle Earth from my thoughts. He could come out and prove too good, but I just think $5 off this really long break, 230 days.
It's not that long.
I just don't know if he's going to be here to play. I know he is targeting the Australian Cup only second up. It is Mar. I don't think the trials have been that good. He went to the line with a horse called Muktamil, who is a 3,000 meter benchmark 70 horse who runs around the valley.
I so, backed Muktamil at Sandown one day for a stack.
Yeah. So although he did win that jump out, I don't think he was up against anything flash. So I'm against Middle Earth. I'm going to back Duke de Cessa. That first up win was awesome. He ended up beating Marble Arch, who we saw what she came out and did last week. Second up, no real queries there. He's going to go straight to the front from barrier one. He might not lead, but he'll be thereabouts. And 2,000 metres, gee, he's run some monster races over the 2,000 metres at Flemington. We think back to him only beaten 2 lengths by Via Sestina and Buckaroo in the Turnbull last year. And although he gets in with the 59.5 kilos here, I don't think he's too poorly in. All things considered, I think he's a very, very honest horse and he can go on with the job. But the other one I've backed is number 6, Young Werther. So I've taken $4.40 and $8. I think you can make both a result. Go back and watch Young Werther's recent jump out or trial at Flemington. It's probably the best seventh in a trial you've ever seen. He went across the line last, but about 100 metres past the post, he's in front of all of them. So he just got given a little bit of a squeeze to and through the line, and I think he's humming for this. So you look back to his 2,000 metre form of last prep off a similar setup, and he did beat Duke de Cesar. So, yeah, I think they're the two to beat. They're the two class horses, removing, obviously, Middle Earth, who I'm not really factoring in this race, and I'm pretty happy there.
Makes sense.
All right, race seven is the All-Star Mile. It's 1,600 metres. It is a Group 1.
Is it? It is.
It is for the first time this year. Mr. Brightside is an absolute champion. He's going for his 10th Group 1, would you believe? He's the $2.40 favourite. Another Will's $2.80. You could have got $4.40 all in. I probably should have had some of that. Tom Kitten, $5. A Tissue, $10. And Light Infantry Man, $15. Quickly, the map. Rise at Dawn should go straight to the front from barrier two. Mr. Brightside comes and settles outside lead or maybe in the 1-1, and then you've got Another Will parked right there in the coffin. So I see the opportunity for a bit of team riding here, Will. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the map is I'm not normally a map person. I think really when I do maps, it's when there's less horses and less sort of chaos involved in the race. I think that Rise at Dawn will lead and Flying Trapeze will sit outside it. And then I think Mr. Brightside gets the 1-1 and Another Will be in the box seat. And I think that's big issues for Another Will, because I think that Rise at Dawn will be there for a bit. But once the pace goes on, you know, he doesn't have that gear, or at least we haven't seen it yet. And Flying Trapeze will be gone at the 600. So where does Another Will go if Mr. Brightside's sort of trucking to the outside of Flying Trapeze, going outside it, and Another Will's sort of, he's got two horses falling in the back of his face, and it's going to be a slowly to even run race, you'd have thought. Mr. Brightside's going to get the run on it, and it's going to have to come outside it, I'd imagine, and then Light Infantry Man and Tom Kitten are going to be sort of making their runs outside it. So I'm half thinking it might not get a run. So I'm, you know, and as good as he was first up, I think that it won't matter if Mr. Brightside runs to his best rating. And both his best ratings in the last sort of year have both been at the Flemington Mile. I think the Flemington Mile suits him a lot because he sort of gets to flow a bit early. I think the Caulfield, you know, I think that's the reason he sort of didn't love Pride of Gen in his races, is because he sort of had to be forced to go early, and that's what you have to do at Caulfield, because especially at Caulfield, 1,400 metres, it's sort of a hustle-bustle early in the races to find a position because they're turning so quickly. He sort of appreciates being able to find his feet and flow early and then get into his gears as he, you know, best he can. And in the races that he's been able to do that are both at Flemington, and I think Flemington suits him perfectly. He gets the perfect map. And I think, you know, I don't really like betting in these races because, it, you know, we've got such an exposed market. Yeah, well, there isn't. But I think there is an edge in this race. And I've heard some people saying that Another Will should be favourite, and I think that's just really wrong. And I think that Mr. Brightside is a bet at 250, but I think you probably get like 270, and I'm going to have a really, really good bet.
I reckon you'll get 280.
Yeah, and I'm going to be having a really, really good bet on Mr. Brightside at $2.80, so that'll be me.
You beauty. I reckon the Ducks are going to be in a line here because I think Mr. Brightside is a very good bet as well. First up, the narrative was he wasn't as fit as Another Will coming into the yard. He obviously had to come across from the wide barrier. And lots of people said, swap the runs, swap the results. I think that was still debatable. Another Will won on his merits and he was too good. They cleared out. They put five lengths on Stepardi and co. Weren't much good. But nonetheless, Mr. Brightside has come on since then. He faced the breeze second up and he was still good enough to fight off all the challenges. And I don't think enough people are factoring in enough just how strong that headwind was. So he did it the right way last start. He went straight to outside lead and he was mighty tough, as he always is. Now he's third up, his favourite track and distance. I think my two favourite wins of Mr. Brightside are both of his Maccabi Davis Stakes wins, where he sold it up to Alligator Blood and spat him out like he was nailed to the fence. And then last year, running down Pride of Jenny with his toe in the ground. So I take your point about another Will. He might not actually get a run, even though it's a seven-horse field. There is map concerns there. Tom Kitten flashed at him late last start and has got to be some sort of chance, but Mr. Brightside's going to be in front of Tom Kitten and a tissue, so he's probably going to be two lengths in front of them when he goes for home at the 300-meter mark, and I don't know if they're going to be good enough to run him down. Nick?
I think you blokes are spot on. I think another Will's a ridiculous price. This horse has got to do it at Group 1 level at the mile for mine. I have concerns of where he gets to in the run, unless he somehow gets blessed with a split in between Rise at Dawn and whoever else is outside the leader. I can't see him getting out. Mr. B has had to work both starts his preparation from wide gates. He's awarded a gate where he's going to have to do no work. He can sit in the 1-1 for fun here. And if he is still the same Mr. Brightside of old, which I believe he is, there is no reason why he should not win this race. I think everything sets up absolutely perfect for him. And I think the another Will price is quite ridiculous. So, yep, team Mr. B for me. And I think he's a silly price. I think the odds that you're getting is quite tasty. So hopefully the bookies across the ditch are offering something similar, because I'll go and have a bit of that.
You beauty. It is worth noting that horses like Tom Kitten,
overachieved last start. Tom Kitten, he's not that good. He got kissed up the fence. Plenty of those horses that were rails in run and had that saloon up the fence looked a lot better than what they really were.
Yep. It is worth noting, though, that Tom Kitten, a tissue light infantry man, will be going to the Australian Cup, I would have thought. 2 weeks wait for age. So they'll be stepping up to 2,000 metres next. So there are obviously going to be great chances in that. A tissue will probably be...
Team a tissue in that race. She'll have a mortgage on it.
Her Flemington 2,000 metre form is second to none. All right, let's move on to race 8. It is the Cooney Stakes 1600-meter Group 2 for the 3-year-old fillies. Number 1, Treasure of the Moment, is $1.80, and she's the only one you need to look at because she's the best bet of the day. Happy to label her M-bomb, whatever you want to call it. I honestly think $1.85, $1.90 is over the odds.
Mm-hmm.
And I am more confident in Treasure of the Moment winning than Broadsiding winning. I'm still with
Broadsiding. They're both stinking morals.
We'll get to that. But I think Treasure of the Moment has less dangers. Like, at least there's a bit of substance in some of those horses in the round with guineas. I think Treasure of the Moment is just going to absolutely shit in here. She put down a new career peak, first up at 1,400 metres last start. Form King 100.3. That was an improvement on her Oaks performance of 99.3. 1600 meters is going to be suitable. She's drawn out, so none of these squibs are going to get in her way. Fossey's just going to let her down, down the crown of the track, and she's going to be too good, I think. The fact that she gets in here with 56 kilos level weights.
They couldn't bet her last start when she gave them weight. Now they're all worse off.
Yeah, and she carried the 59.5.
And it's more to her arsenal up in trip.
Sneaky Sunrise will run well, but this is just different gravy.
God, I hope we're awarded Lady Shenandoah v. Autumn Glow v. Treasure of the Moment over 2,000 metres.
Real some, at the moment, isn't
sometime
it?
Soon. Oh, the 3-year-old fillies are just a great, great bunch.
Did you say Aliana?
And Aliana, yeah, add her in there. And Waller's got some other good fillies in there that will probably step up to that level. But those three or four are like the real blue label scotch type operation. They are top shelf, those fillies. And I really hope we do get to see them all have a crack against each other soon, because that would be one hell of a race.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think she's looking 380 anymore, but She's a good filly, and I think Sheila Capped is a nice horse, and she was really good on a day. It was hard to be first up or, you know, off a layoff anyway, and she ran nicely. I think she's the only danger. I think that Treasure the Moment. I'm you know, it's one of these ones. I don't like to back him at these sorts of prices, but you know, it's one of those ones where I could. I think if she's $1.90 on like the death, then I'm gonna have a good go.
How good's the programming? How good's
the
programming?
This is the one they should really step into. This is the one that should start $1.40. Like, let's be
the
serious.
Fact that this is race eight is just so good. You can just anchor in as the last leg of so many multis.
What time is this race? Put the multis in, doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's last or first.
Yeah, but it does matter, Will.
Yeah.
To us mud punters.
Yeah. You can tell.
You don't save on a multi on the you know, like if you're on the last leg of a multi, you can either save or you can just ride it. And I've got a lot of confidence if this is my last leg of the multi and I'm going into it two out of two.
Just lay it for a stack.
Yeah, well, hopefully she starts $1.50 and you can actually lay it for a little bit. Yeah. All right. The Newmarket Handicap, 1,200 meters, Group 1.
Back Switzerland. On me, Snorefest.
No, I'm joking. Switzerland isn't running in this race. It's actually Jolly Star, who is favorite after he did the Golden Switch, $5.50 from Growing Empire, $7.50, Stretton Angel, $7.50, Ray Magnerio, $9, Benedetta, $10, Espionage has seen some good support, $11, Headwall, $14. I could honestly read this whole market out because almost everything has some sort of hope. Maybe some of those at the bottom don't. But this is a very, very interesting race. Where is the speed drawn, Will? And where do we think they'll come up the straight?
Well, there's not a whole lot of speed. It's I think this will be slowly run. Because there's no real traditional leaders. I think Arkansas Kid, Growing Empire, Straka will be there. I think probably Espionage with the 50 kilos will want to be there. Ray Magnier will be on the speed, you'd think. But yeah, I mean, there's not a whole lot of speed here. It could be quite slowly run. But you know, it's a new market, so there is, you know, there's $1 million at the end of the finishing line, so there's an incentive to some sort of pace, but you know, that doesn't.
Surely it's 1.5. Is it 1.5?
Nah, it's a mil.
You're kidding. That is. I swear it used to be more. I reckon this got a deduction.
It's 1.5, isn't it? That's what they took $500,000 off the All Star Mile.
There's a million on my screen. I think you just have to be. You don't have to if you don't want to, but personally.
No, it's 1.5.
They took $500 off. The All-Star Mile put on it.
Form King's wrong.
Yeah, that makes sense. Jolly Star, I think you should be on, in my opinion, because she's so well-weighted. Like she gets half a kilo to Stretton Angel, and she's just well-weighted. And what the market expects of her, you know, if she runs that Show County rating, she will just win. And there's no superstars in this field, and I just don't want to take anything away from that expressway because it was just a farce. And, you know, she probably sprinted as well as she possibly can. Just wasn't quick enough. And, you know, with a bit more pace in the race, you'd hope anyway. I think that she's a $4.50 chance and they're betting $6. So that's a nice enough price for me. I think Arkansas Kid's one that'll be on too. He just keeps improving. He's a nice horse. He'll be on speed. And that'll be important because there's not a whole lot of speed. I think Buenos Notches being transferred to Kieran Maher is very interesting.
Don't even. What? The horse has won one race in its life and it didn't even win that race.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It knocked me off on what did
Space
actually.
Walk.
Who did I
back? He needs more than Kieran. He needs more than Kieran, this horse. Fair dinkum.
No, he's a nice horse and he was good for. He's only had one run in the last. Sort
he wouldn't
two
win
years.
A Wongoon.
We could be targeted towards it, but
good. Max Lay.
Yeah,
it'll go to deck.
Yeah,
So I've backed Jolly Star. I'm gonna probably back her again if she continues to drift. Just keep going.
Oh, fair dinkum bot.
I'll back Arkansas Kid and Banner Snotches, and I will have something tiny on Super Ozzy. You can sprint well.
You have lost it.
So there's the scratchings.
Fair dinkum.
I thought I was going to be on Espionage, but I just can't get it so short.
Sorry, I might have taken the price.
You've only backed three no hopers. You may as well add another one.
if you don't have invested interests in this race already, then it's hard for me to give a confident tip. But Stretton Angel would be my on top selection. I think
as in like most likely to win.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she's yeah, that clearly should be my
top tip. Yep,
mate. I said, I can't believe I haven't made any money out of Stretton Angel at all. If she wins on Saturday,
she will win on Saturday.
I think she. I wish she was better weighted than 55.5 kilos. So I can see that, but the weight scale has been propped up a few kilos. Like, yeah, it would have been better. Like, she should be getting more weight off Jolly Star, surely, but. She's not. I still think her straight track form is very good. I thought she was fine first up in the light. She only got better length, and I think she'll improve 1,200 meters on a dry track. So she's on top for me.
But Jolly Star is just so much better than Stretton Angel.
Starting to think Jolly Star's a hype merchant.
There you go.
I don't care. She's $6.
Yeah, well, she should be 16.
I might end up saving Jolly Star.
I have so much cash on that.
I'm just going to go through my results and the price I've got.
Go, Benny.
Mahaba, $34. Arkansas Kid, $26. Ray Magnerio, $51. Stretton Angel, $9. And Espionage, $26. The horse that I'm gapping in my market is Growing Empire. I thought there were very worrying signs first up. We know he had a very, very busy three-year-old spring preparation, and he sort of ran an end-of-prep run in the Coolmore, and he's come back, and he's looked all at sea in that Lightning Stakes. So I know there were excuses there. Soft track, 1,000 meters, whatever. You can definitely forgive the run, but I think he could be cooked. And if he finishes down the track on Saturday, I think retirement might loom. So there you go, Nico.
Yeah, I sort of see the race similar to you. I think, I'm starting to really develop the opinion that Jolly Star is severely overrated, and she's got a couple of spike ratings that everyone thinks she's the second coming of. And don't get me wrong, I've fallen victim to thinking she is, but the more I look at it, the more I think how stupid I am. I don't think she's that good, to be honest with you. And Will doesn't believe in this, but it's an actual thing. Jolly Star is one of Waller's horses that goes really good first up and goes really good third up. And she just has that little lull second up. She is here second up. Suspect her to be flat and... yeah, I think you can gap her in the market. I think you can also gap Growing Empire. He's in serious, serious trouble. Pretty worrying sign when as soon as he's asked for his supreme effort, he goes to water. That's really not a good attribute if you want to be a racehorse at Group 1 level, because you're not going to get a picnic and it all your own way without pressure very often in Group 1 racing. So pen, I think Stretton Angel is clearly the horse to beat. Her straight track form is elite. She ran second in the Lightning before somehow Skybird come from the clouds. She ran fourth in the Daly Sprint in the spring. She's a horse that goes good down the straight. She's drawn in the right part of the track. I think she has to be your starting point. Some other horses I liked in the race that I'm not overly thrilled about with sort of inner barriers. I thought Ray Magnerio, he's also a horse that goes good down the straight, ran good in the Oakley Plate. Mahaba was a horse that I really wanted to find second up because he goes good second up, and I have heard the horse had a few issues post that first up run and has come on and improved since then, but I just don't really love Barrier 1. Although horses have been winning up the inside of late, I still don't love it. So
there is, I would just say there is a chance that Billy sort of flops it out from Barrier 1 and goes beeline straight to the middle. And just rides for luck.
I hope he does. That would be good. To be honest with you, I think the race is pretty awful. It's not a good race at all. I think Stretton Angel is a nice horse, and she can get her Group 1 on Saturday, and she should be clearly favourite.
I would argue that Jolly Star is first up on Saturday.
Don't go there. Don't rile me up. I've had enough shit to deal with this week, and I don't need to start with this.
No, I'm just saying that, like, she's like, it was,
yeah, because she was given none, so it was like a barrier trial. Yeah, thanks, Will.
No, cheers. They went so slow, it was a trial.
Don't.
I didn't even talk about Growing Empire. I just. Yeah, I just
don't need to.
No, yeah, okay, don't need to.
You could have something positive to say about him.
No, I just don't think he's run a rating for this.
Yeah,
he's poorly weighted.
And we talk about the blinkers, like the desperation blinkers going on. I feel like there's a bit of desperation blinkers coming off.
Yeah,
the blinkers are coming off, and this might just be a little bit of, we need to find an excuse from last start and why he went so bad. And their excuse was he got fizzed up with the blinkers and was just left there out in front. I don't know.
How anyone in their right mind backed him first up? The writing was on the wall. The trials were horrendous. He was sweating up when it was 15 degrees on a Monday morning. Like, get real, punters.
There you go, Nick. Nico with the...
Thanks for the insight, man. I'll keep that in mind.
Well, the writing was on the wall there. If you fell into him, it was at your own expense.
Love it. All right. Let's move on, shall we? We're going to go to Royal Randwick. Rails out 3 metres. There is a little bit of rain around, but it's a bit of each way betting. 0 to 8 mils on Saturday. If that 8 mils comes during the races, we're obviously going to be playing on a rain-affected track, but I don't know. I'm still going to say maybe soft 5. It's pretty firm right now, and it's warm weather up there in Sydney, and they haven't had much rain as yet. So I don't think the cyclone will be getting down to Sydney. Race 4 is a Tideman Stakes, 1,200-metre Group 2 for the Colts and Geldings. Woden is $2.20, favourite from North England, $5.50. Bayvacht is $6, Tycoon Star $10, Tentritz $14, and King of Pop $18. Well, the Coolmore poster boy of this year needs to run top 2 to be making the Golden Slipper field or to be guaranteed in it, and I think he will, and I think he'll be winning. He goes from barrier 10 in K-Mac to barrier 5 in J-Mac. That is worth a few lengths. And I thought his first up run still wasn't too bad, considering it was a pretty arduous task he was set from that wide barrier. He was 3 wide working and at the back of the field. And I still thought his sectionals and his late work through the line was decent enough to say that he's going to improve into this. There's a good chance he finds the 1-1. North England will come across and give him something to follow. And if he just gets back to that debut rating, he's out to 1,200 metres now. And one of the biggest things is if the rain does come, he's proven on it. And a lot of these horses aren't. So I'm backing him to bounce back. I took $2.40. I think it's a good price. Nick, you getting?
Yeah, I agree. Wodenden will be extremely hard to beat on Saturday. He's got no choice. And I think he will announce...
No choice but to win.
He has to win or run second, otherwise he doesn't make the slipper field. Hashtag intent block.
I've got $17 in the slipper. I would be devo.
Well, I haven't backed him yet, but I'm going to take $4 for the slipper before Saturday because I think he'll win. I think he'll win the slipper. I think he's the best 2-year-old.
All right.
Sense of timing.
Sweet as, let's skip race 5 and go straight to race 6. It's the Challenge Stakes, 1,000 metres, Group 2. I Am Me is $3.20, favourite from Komochi. $4.40, first up at 1,000 metres. Marzi, $5. Kalos, $10. Uncommon James, $11. Dragonstone, $11. Jetabil, also $11. I think this is a race where you can... I really think you can take on some of these favourites, especially if the rain comes. IME is more than a deserving favourite, and she's going to be hard to beat if it's not a wet track. Soft might be okay, but if the rain comes during the race meeting, then there's a chance they scratch her. But if they keep her in, then there's a chance you can scratch, you can sort of gap IME. Komochi's first up at 1,000 metres. That's a bit yuck. $4.40 and Marzu. I mean, you really want to be backing Marzu at $5. He is in the twilight of his career and his recent ratings just aren't as good as what he was once producing. I really think there's a couple of horses you can back here at double figure odds, and one of them's Kalos at $10. Sharp Godolphin Trials, they are a good trial camp, but he's shown first up, second up, he can sprint really well at 1,100 metres. Draws barrier four for Zedmak. And the other horse is Dragonstone, who rates extremely well for this. He's drawn out an eight, so he's going to be giving them a head start, but he's another one who can really, really sprint well fresh. And I just think they're over the odds at the current quote. So I haven't backed them yet. I want to wait and see what IME does, because as I said, rain during race meeting, they could scratch her. But yeah, I'm with the two blue horses.
You could also back Jedibule at odds too, if you wanted to keep going on that length.
Yeah.
Have you seen Uncommon James's trials? Have they been good?
He needs Jesus too.
No, I haven't gone back and watched them properly just yet. I probably need to do a bit more in this race, but
he'd want to have really turned his life around, old Uncommon James.
I thought he was another one you could sort of gap a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought maybe
$11 is skinny enough for a horse who's been in the wilderness for a long time. It's been a long time since he saluted at Sandown for me.
Yeah, I mean, he looks interesting.
That's probably his last win, was it?
The Oakley Plate at Sandown.
Yep. God bless him that day. Yeah.
Ben Thompson was riding that day.
Yeah, it was a great ride. It was absolute peach.
He's now been in Hong Kong for 3 years.
It was a long time ago.
Maybe 2 years.
It was a little bit of Mayo.
How is Komachi over 1,000 metres, $4.40?
It's crazy, I reckon. IME's a deserving favourite, but...
Mm.
If it rains, it's iffy. IME with J-Mac on, like, oh, like that just... that's like, this is just a race you wins.
Yeah, she might be
doing bad
first up, though.
She didn't get a whole lot of room first up, but she wasn't really great either. But she's a very fickle horse. Some of these mares are really funny. If they get any little bit of toughness sometimes, it's too hard.
I will just say, I didn't really say this because I wanted to believe that my $26 ticket in the Oakley Plate was still a chance. But honestly, her trials leading into this preparation have not been anywhere near as good as previous preparations. So I'm just going
to probably grounds to say she might not go in Melbourne either. As good as Sydney. Not that you believe in that shit, Bob, but it's real.
Place to Carousel kicked her head in that first trial.
Well, that says enough, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
On the floor. Bot on the floor.
Oh, my God. What, last week was one of the all-time days. Last week was one of the all-time days, but oh my God, if that won, I would be on tonight.
Yeah, it would have been a good result for me, but I knew there was always a chance that she was going to like completely flounder and disappoint us.
Oh yeah, when she was getting shoved along the 800, I'm like,
I was shitty with myself that I didn't have anything on Marble Arch at all, just because she was the fit horse up and running at a mile. Attrition was always going to get back to near last with that big weight.
Oh my God. They didn't stop backing it. Oh, shit. It started $3.60 bet fair. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
It was just hammered.
Anyway, if attrition goes to the Peter Young next, just speaking about that race, he is an absolute rolled gold moral.
Australian Cup Smoky.
1800 meter group two Caulfield next week.
Yep. And then he's a chance in the Australian Cup.
Yeah. Race 7 is the Randwick Guineas. It's group 1 for the 3-year-olds. It's over 1,600 metres. I think we just need a quick moment of silence for this race, because I was actually about to put out a tweet during the week, and I was going to, when the Autumn Sun replays came up, and I was going to say who has been the best winner of the Randwick Guineas in the last 10 years, and I actually started typing out Animo. And then I remembered that he got beaten by Bloody Converge, and I fucking prick. I seriously just sat there and thought that could be the worst loss of my life.
That was one of the darkest days.
I remember sitting up there, level 3 at Flemington, watching with you boys. Jack Adam was there.
Didn't we watch it? I thought we watched it down in that other stupid bar. What do they call it? down past the winning post? I thought we watched it down there.
No, I reckon we watched it upstairs. But anyway, that was a dark, dark day. And it reminded me that Animo didn't
that
win.
That was one of J-Mac's only bad rides on him, I reckon.
Yeah, got back too far. But
He was nearly back with the ambulance, Ben.
Anyway, he won't be getting back too far on Broadsiding, who's the $1.60 favourite from Swift Falcon, $4. Aliana, $6.50. Linebacker, $9.50. Broadsiding finds the 1-1 for fun here. And his two main dangers in Swift Falcon and Aliana are probably going to be behind him. Swift Falcon might have his back in the run here, but...
If I hear one more pundit say, swap the runs, swap the result last time, I will spew up. He drew next to him. What's this swap the runs rubbish?
He doesn't have a very good racing pattern.
He doesn't have tactical versatility.
And I think that's going to come to his detriment again here, because Broadsiding is just going to land right there. Linebacker is probably going to go forward and sit outside lead. Firm agreement goes forward. And I just think J-Mac is going to pull Broadsiding out once they go up the rise at the 350. He's going to put a neat two lengths on them, and Swift Falcon and Aliana are going to be running home when it's too late again. I see it playing out almost exactly the same as last start. The only difference is he draws even better this time and he gets James McDonald.
Yep, I agree. Zach gave him an absolute peach last time.
He did.
I gave Zach the speed nut.
I don't think Broadside is much good, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know where you're getting this far fetched theory from. He's a really good horse.
Yeah, I don't know.
He ran third in a Cox Plate.
He was 10 lengths.
He'll win the Cox Plate this year if E16 is not here. There you go.
If he's favourite in the Cox Plate, mate, I'm going to back.
I never said what price he'll be, but I reckon he can win the Cox Plate this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think he's, he's not, and he probably doesn't have to be, but if he's $1.60, he will not start $1.60 in this race. I think he'll start even money, maybe a little bit bigger.
Oh, well, responsibly.
How?
I don't think he's much good.
The more you bet, the more you win. Punters.
Respectfully, they will not let
stupid things in your time, but this is right up there.
Maybe not even money, but
this is a horse that started $2 first up in a Golden Rose and broke history. No horse has ever won the race first up. You don't do that if you're no good. I'm sorry.
But that is one of the stupidest things
you've ever said.
No, he's definitely the best three-year-old colt, but I don't think there's a
whole... He can't help that he's rivals between. Shit.
There's not a chasm between him and the rest of them. I don't think not $1.60 chance. I don't think he's I don't think he's anything special.
He will keep lapping the 3-year olds up until he races the girls. There you go.
I think if he's going to win, it's because of James McDonald. I don't think it's going to be because of his own. I think he won first up because of the ride, and if things go right for Swift Falcon or Aliana, I think they can beat him. And I don't think there's much level talent. I don't think there's, with all things being equal, I don't think there's a whole lot between them. I could be completely wrong.
I think that's one of the most far-fetched things you've ever said.
My sort of tip by saying there was, I was able to get $21 Swift Falcon, probably. When was it? After he ran second. Actually, I reckon it was more like after the spring champion, when markets first dropped for this race, and he was obviously very good. So I am on at $21 for Swift Falcon. I took $8 for Aliana all in as well. But Broadsiding is my top tip. I don't think there's a whole lot of fat in $1.60. I think that's probably the right price. But as I said, I just think he'll get first run on his opposition. And
where they all go post Saturday is fascinating. This is a real conundrum for future punters. It's this real sort of head scratching sort of stuff, because there's,
I think Broadsiding will go to the Rosehill Guineas.
Well, there's a George Ryder that could possibly be the best race of the entire carnival.
And you don't need to go there, James.
And there's a Doncaster that everyone seems to be avoiding.
Swift Falcon is the Doncaster horse, 110 10,000%. You'll get 49 kilos.
Oh, no. The Doncaster horse is not going there.
Who, Lady Shenandoah?
Oh, criminal. 51 kilos. And I don't know where she's going. Lap him.
The other one is at Aliana. She could either go to the Vinery, which is in 3 weeks, or she could just go to like a Queen of the Turf, or she could go to 2,000 metres in the Rose Hill Guineas and tackle the boys yet again.
James just goes, we'll go boom, Randwick Guineas, romp, then we'll go Rose Hill Guineas, then put him on ice. Just all eyes Cox Plate. Don't even bother going to the Queen Elizabeth. Just forget it. Just all eyes on the Cox Plate. That's his race. That's work back from there.
Yeah. No, not mine at
all. I think that's just have that lighter preparation, get him really fresh, freshen him up. Just weld his oyster in the spring. He's a serious horse. Don't listen to bot punters. He's got no
all right, race 8 is the Canterbury Stakes 1300 meter Group 1 Magic Time 440, Switzerland 480, Sunshine in Paris 650. Here to Shock, $7. Chey Wolf, very, very interesting horse, $7.50. And Steffi Magnetica, $7.50. The market says that they are the only chances. All right. I sniped $9 Magic Time before the Expressway.
It's tasty.
It is a good price, and I'm very happy to be on. If this was a wet track, you'd obviously be a lot more confident, but you know, she's probably going to improve a little bit. She was trialing excellent before she won that race, and I'm still happy that I've got her on top. I think the other main chances are the other two girls. Sunshine in Paris is elite fresh. The big, big negative is drawn 12, so she's going to get back and she's going to be spotting them a big head start. But if Randwick plays how Randwick often does with that three wide running line cover, come down the middle of the track, then she's obviously a chance. And Steffi Magnetica, I'm also giving a chance to. Switzerland, he can bounce back here 100%, but I'm against him this week. I just wanted to see a little bit more in the Lightning, and I know he had excuses, but he still only has this one peak rating. Here to Shock was great in New Zealand. He's going to lead here. He's very hard to knock, but this is another step up again. And Chao Wolf, barrier one, is just not ideal. And this is just going to be more of a pipe opener for him, because there's every chance he's going to be backing up into a George Ryder next week. So the intent is just not going to be there for Chao Wolf. I'd be surprised if Chao Wolf won, to be honest.
Yeah, Chao Wolf can't win. This is purely just a box ticking exercise for him. It's a race where I would want to be on two horses. I think if you back Magic Time in Switzerland just for level stake, or you back one, save the other, I think you'll make money in the race. Sunshine in Paris got a bad gate. She's going to go back. Here to Shock, he's a good horse, but he's not top shelf Group 1 Australian horse against a few of these better types. Chao Wolf's there for a barrier trial. Presume Steffi is probably similar. Switzerland needs to bounce back. He was disappointing last start, but 1,000 metres, Flemington. He's a horse that I don't think you can really stop his momentum a hell of a lot, and he was sort of, I don't think he really liked being inside of horses and being bustled around a little bit. So from 9, J-Mac will just roll forward. So suppose he probably finds the J-Mac Boulevard 1-1 and I think we will see an improvement from him, but we have to. It was pretty disappointing last start. So, yeah, it's not a hell of a lot of race. It's not a race that I gave a hell of a lot of time to, but I think the top two, you back them, you won't be too far wrong.
Sweet as. Quote Nico, it's not a hell of a lot of a race.
Yeah, hell of a lot of
a race. I like that one. All right, that's Randwick wrapped up. Let's get over the Dutch and go to Ellerslie, because they've got a fantastic card, probably the best card they've ever had. NZB Kiwi, they got the New Zealand Derby, the Auckland Cup, the New Zealand Stakes, the Thoroughbred Breeders, the System of Stakes, and even the King's Plate. Let's start in race 3, Alabama Lass, $1.95 from Crochetti, $3.30, and Babylon Berlin, $4.60. Nico, surely Alabama Lass back on a dry track, straight to the front, can turn the tables on the toppy.
Yeah, this is the start of a big, big day for me in New Zealand. And Alabama Lass is the horse that will be kicking that off. She's just simply the best horse in this race. She should have won last start. She gets back on the dry ground, as you alluded to. And I just think she'll be winning.
Beautiful.
Crescenti was a horse that was in the wilderness before last start, and he got a really wet track, which was to his favour.
Yeah.
And he managed to dive bomb her right on the line. So, yeah, I think Alabama Lass will be winning.
Yep. Sweet. And he's also got to carry a little bit more weight with the 58 this weekend. So,
I think she'll be a little bit too speedy. Swing.
Yeah, not much, but it's all relative.
Yeah.
Race four is the System of Stakes, 1,200 metres, Return to Conquer. Is the unbeaten Son of Snitzel, two-year-old colt, $2.40 for Blake Shin. La Deroda is $4, so Tiakau 1-2. They've also got the fourth favourite in He Who Dares, and splitting them is Lucy in the Sky. Not with diamonds, but Return to Conquer, Nico.
Yes, I think he will remain unbeaten. Male is that if he has an impressive performance on Saturday, could be slipper bound. Whether they pull up stumps and don't go, or they decide to have a roll of the dice. But, yeah, a couple of his wins have been tradesman-like, but I think the big gear change here is he gets Blake Shin first time. I think that's going to be one hell of a help. He's one of the best riders in the world, I believe, so it can't be a negative. And I just think, yeah, he's just been sort of better than his rivals, and I think from barrier five, I think he will be again.
Let's move on to race five. 1,600 metres. Legato, $1.60. Conasana, $7. Belclair, $16. Three horses we know very well. Legato won in Australian Guineas. Conasana has been a decent horse for Waller and has been running well in New Zealand. And Belclair, well, we actually saw her beat Magic Time twice, but her form has tapered off in the last few starts. What did you think of this race?
Yeah, well, the punters will come for me because I'm not really tipping you too much outside of the obvious, but I do think it is a good punters day on Saturday, and winners win, so losers can choke on it. I don't really care. Legato will be winning as long as she doesn't lose sight of the bunny, which has brought her unstuck a couple of times at Ellerslie, but I don't think there's any cut snake that's going to be out and be stupid in this race. Yeah, she returned to racing in good fashion last start off a long break. They always said it was all about this race and beyond. She was still able to win, I think, $1.60 overs. She maps the grouse. She looks extremely hard to beat. Moral.
Love it. And that is the perfect segue because you speak about her getting too far back. There was a day that she ran home a huge second in behind a horse called El Vencedor, who led at 20-1 over 2,000 metres. Legato got back way too far, and we thought that was a slaughter at the time. And she's, you know, she hasn't been able to get past a 20-1 shot. Well, El Vencedor has gone from strength to strength to strength. He's put up the picket fence, and he's now the $2.10 favourite in the Bone Crusher Stakes over 2,000 metres. Orchestral is $4.20. Le Creek is $4.40. And I'm not even going to attempt the Tiakau horse is $6.
Best bet of the day, El Vencedor. He'll just jump to the front. He'll dictate the race, and he'll be too good for him again. I think Orchestral does get a chance to gap, to, you know, to lessen
bridge the gap.
Bridge the gap was the word I was looking for. Thank you. But to me, I'm still not 100% sold. She's the same horse that she used to be, Orchestral. I know she won two starts back, but some of the horses that she beat, like you and I would beat. So, yeah, I think at the price, like, be interesting to see what this market does. They have to come for her over Lye Creek if they're to back one. But, gee, I could see the punters piling into the double Legato into El Vencedor. That's one of the better bets of the day for mine, the double. Yeah, I wouldn't be against suggesting that you have a saver on Orchestral. Like, she's been a good horse to me over the journey, and I probably would cry if she if she managed to beat me and I had a good collect going. So it's not the stupidest saver in the world, but I just do think El Vencedor is just a different horse now. And like, this is a horse that's going to Hong Kong next start, so he's not going to want to get beat by a couple of New Zealand mares before he's going over to race some of the world's best in Hong Kong. So he's just a new horse now, and yeah, it's just really hard to see him getting beat. I think he should be shorter as well.
Yeah, it's incredible. He's a 6-year-old gelding who's had 40 starts, and he's only just getting to the peak of his career now.
Nuts.
His track stats at Ellerslie is 5 starts for 4 wins and a placing. So he's going to be mighty hard to run down. But Nico spoke about just then the best double. My best double will be, just for the punter's sake, Alabama Lass race 3 into Legato race 5. I do think El Vencedor does have a genuine danger in Orchestral, so I might back him, but
you can still save Orchestral at $4 anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But in terms of my most confident double, I'm just going to keep it to race 3 and 5. Race 8 is the NZB Kiwi, 1,500 metres, and the favourite, second favourite, and third favourite are all from Australia. Evaporate, $2.30 from Public Attention, $7. Perfumus, $7. Damask Rose, $8.50. And Sethito, $10. I'll open the batting here. Evaporate, I think, is actually going to get a nice map from Barrier 10. Going to go forward. He's now third up, peaking for this at 1,500 metres. We know first up he was really unlucky behind Angel Capital. I don't think would have beaten Angel Capital, but would have got a lot closer. Angel Capital was going to start favourite in an Australian Guineas. And then last start, he was really, really good. He faced The Breeze, another one. He was tough. He finished fourth at weight for age group on level behind Mr. Brightside, beaten less than 2 lengths. And that just has to be the best form. So I backed him at $2.60, had a really good crack. But there's a horse you just have to have the saver on, and that is number 7, Perfumist, who is going to go straight to the front here. I think Anna Roper probably got the sectionals a little bit wrong last start, but he was still really game. Draws Barrier 2. Is just going to be able to go at whatever tempo he likes, probably going to go straight to the front here. And the only danger with her is that she could be over the top, because she has been racing week in, week out in Sydney of recent. So that's your danger going over to New Zealand, and you could be, you know, gaslight on empty, but she's the clear saver for me. Public Attention is the one I'm gapping. He's drawn Barrier 14. And as good as he was, he sprinted awesome first up at 1,200 metres. There was worrying signs last start when he couldn't go with them. And from Barrier 14, I just don't think that's the right setup. So you can mount a strong case that Public Attention goes better fresh, and he has been tapering off.
Yeah, I completely agree. I see the race the exact same as you. Evaporates clearly on top. Looks to map a treat. His form from over here, this has to be simply the best in the race. I think they'll neck Public Attention out the back. It's not going to be given much hope from back there. And I do think if Perfumus hasn't come to the end of the preparation, she is the clear danger, I think. Yeah, it's a pretty simple race. You back Evaporate, you save Perfumus to at least get your stake back or make a small profit. And I don't think you'll lose on the race.
Boom. New Zealand Derby, race 9, 2,400 metres for the 3-year-olds. Will he do it? Will he do it? I don't know. He's drawn Barrier 14 and he's the $3.80 favourite. His legion of owners will be hoping he does do it because he's a My Racehorse runner. $5 is Oceana Dream, $5.50 the Doctor of Love, Tuxedo $6, Bourbon Proof $7.50, and Hakkinen is $10. The most popular tip in this race seems to be the Doctor of Love, but I have seen lots of people sticking with the favourite as well after getting a bit of a treacherous run last time, Nico. Where'd you land?
Yeah, I'm happy to forgive Willie Do It for last time. It was just a race shape and a situation that he just had no possible chance in. They went something like 6 lengths slower than the benchmark 60 staying race on the day, and it was just a race that wasn't really a race. It was way too far back, and to me, they've just taken the foot off the pedal a little bit, and this has been the goal all along, because he's still got another run in the ATC Derby post this if all is going well. So I think barrier 14, he finally gets a senior top level jockey on board. I just think D has to be positive at some point in the race, and as long as he's not given too much to do, I think he just clearly has to be the best horse in this race and your most likely winner. It's going to go one or two ways. Either last start has flattened him, like he's just emptied out and just he didn't really participate because he has had enough, or it was just he was just given too much to do and the jockey was kind to him and just, you know, didn't waste any extra tickets because he wasn't able to win the race. So I'm thinking it's the latter, and I'm more than happy to be with him. So
beautiful. Yeah. Too easy. All right. That's all the deep diving sort of done. Will, around the grounds, anything Friday night, Sunday?
Yes, race 3 at Moonee Valley Stage and Screen is a really nice bet, I think. Really talented horse. The horse that went up favourite called Dreams won by 5 lengths on a night where it was just, you know, if you weren't leading on the corner, you were, it was game over. I think that horse is, so it opened $2.60. I think it will start like $6, $7. And I think Stage and Screen will start closer to even money. I think it's a nice bet at racing. I don't know what number it is, but Stage and Screen. And at Eden Hope, the prizes aren't out yet, but if they put up better than even money for Hamner Springs, I'll be on it hard.
Great. Nico?
No, I don't really have anything else really around the ground. I'm just, well, obviously I'm going to be in New Zealand on the weekend and at the races, so that's probably where most of my focus has been. I've had a few other bets that we've already touched on, but I don't really have too much around the grounds.
Yep. I think race 1, Moonee Valley, you can get the cash nice and early with McAdam. Drawn barrier 2, going to go straight to the front. In terms Jack of... yeah, sure, what?
Jeez.
In terms of talent, there's probably not much between McAdam and Et Brute, but we've drawn barrier 2, and it's drawn barrier 7 of 7, so... I just think the map rail out 5 meters might be advantage to him. In the last race, you can probably back Fission and Intrepid Eagle, $5 and $5.50. They both come through the same form race. Fission got the sweet run. Intrepid Eagle drew barrier 10 and got back a long way. So drawn barrier 5 tomorrow night looks a much more ideal setup. There's a pretty nice horse going around at Murray Bridge. Race 8, number 5, Bakil. $1.50, but looks like a put in take out job. So if you want to add that to your multis, its first up rating was pretty good, and if he improves on that, he'll just win. And race 11 on Sunday at Sha Tin, Light Years Charm was a moral beaten 2 starts back and made up for it last start with Zach Purton on board. Now gets Hugh Bowman with Zach still injured, and looks one of the more promising horses that David Eustace currently has. So Light Years Charm, he needs to win this to be getting into the Hong Kong Derby. And I reckon he might be.
Huge.
All right, we need a back, we need a lay, and we need a pray. Last week, Will, your leg let the multi down again.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, well, I had a fill-up, so I don't particularly give a shit.
Oh, that's just very selfish of you. There's a lot of people out there that take this bet. And if you're going to have that attitude from now on, Ben and I will just do the segment. We won't include you. If you're going to have that attitude,
you self-deprecate. I don't
care. Do it. Go. What's your best bet?
I don't know.
Just pick the most likely winner that you
can. Can I do Oh Hope and Sunlit Serenade?
No.
No, not in the mold. That's your prey.
That's...
Oh, okay, that's just... my prey. Maybe like... Fancify then.
All right, Fancify.
Far out.
Fancify.
$5.
I'm not backing anything short. Unless Treasure of the Moment. Are either of you doing Treasure of the Moment?
Well, I'll let you pick Treasure of the Moment for the sake of the segment.
That's why I pick you first.
You've got the floor. Take any horse you want.
Treasure of the Moment. Yeah. There you go.
Fancify. Yeah. Fancify.
No.
Fancify each way.
Overruled.
You're not having Fancify. There's no each way business either. Treasure the moment for Bot. Who are you going to go, Benny?
My best bet. I think my next best is broadsiding. So I'll make broadsiding the second leg, race 7 Randwick. The lay of the day. I think you can lay some of those horses in the challenge stakes. Maybe not IME, but I would be gapping both Komochi and Marzu. So
Komochi. Yeah.
Two horses that are $5 or under. Sue me. I know they're not even money favorites, but they're a lay. And my best each way. I think I'll make it in the same race. I think Dragonstone, Kalos, and as Nico said, Jetabil's got to be a chance as well. So I really think there's a couple of horses at double figures you can back in the challenge.
Mm.
Nico.
Well, my best bet for the racing previews multi can be Mr. Brightside.
Oh, there we go.
Because the best lay of the day at $2.80 is another wheel. That's just absolutely ludicrous. And value, I don't really have a value play, but if the post-impressionist that trialed is the post-impressionist that turned up first up last preparation off the plane, which looked very similar to my eye, he shouldn't be like $12 or $13 or whatever he is. But he needs to prove to the punters that he's not a myth.
They go one of two ways, the Lloyd
horses. Well, yeah, they do. But you're also getting $12. Not like he's $4 like he has been.
Yeah.
So he can be my value because I don't really have a hell of a lot. I just got morals that will just win.
Great. A couple questions before we wrap it up. Lucas Greenwood, if you had to choose between never punting again or never drinking, what would you choose? This is an easy one.
Give up the drink.
Give up the drink. There are other ways.
Easily give up punting.
There are other ways you can entertain yourself, but
I can sit there and give drink up water punting. And punt.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just have
bold. There's no way you're sitting at the pub drinking a beer just fantasizing about racing. It's going, I can't do this anymore. Fuck that.
Just drink 10 coffees and bet.
Yeah, I'd do that.
That's a real adrenaline rush.
Yeah, true. I don't know, yeah. I'm not fussed either way. I'd prefer not to give up either, but like...
Just dry scoop some OxyShred. Hefty Hog, what's the chances any of you lads can help me and four mates get some members tickets to Golden Slipper Day? We're heading up there from Tassie for a trip and after some better tickets than general admission. I do have a contact who works at the ATC and he has helped me out a little bit before.
Oh, you've just fucked yourself there, mate. Everyone that ever wants to go to up there in Sydney is going to be messaging you now. You just fucked yourself.
Well, like Richo with Lloyd Williams on Get On, I do only get a few calls a year, and I have to like you enough to be able to use one up. So there is a chance there's a fair bit of vetoing going on, but I can only ask.
Yeah.
The casual call out is $6.50 Sunshine in Paris overs. If she drew a gate, it'd be overs, I reckon.
Yeah, she's got none. Not with a gate.
I'm giving her a chance. Nico's giving her none. Will you be backing Evaporate this weekend? And do you think $2.80 is fair? Cheers, lads.
Yes, and yes.
I didn't see any of $2.80. I got $2.60, but $2.80 is a great price. Mazza, why does Will always manage to find and stare into the camera when they show the Mr. Brightside ownership group? Can't be a coincidence.
Camera finds me, mate.
Great question, Mazza.
The camera finds me.
The selfish bloke always looking in front of the camera.
Look at the camera. I'm watching the race.
There's a true answer to this, and there is the answer that we like to believe. The answer that we like to believe is that Will is the number one ticket holder in the Mr. Brightside ownership group, and he loves giving the pre-race tactics and also the post-race review. So that's what we like to go off. And obviously everyone knows at Flemington who Will is, so they put the camera on him.
Mm.
The logical explanation is that some of the blokes who work for TRP know who Will is and know who Tyson is. So they have already got the camera fixed on them. So
they know we're going to go off.
That is the real answer. New segment from Boom Punting. Wilbot's tip of the week.
Conditions.
The most rogue tip that no one else has mentioned slash picked for the day. Example, Pivot City last week. Give it to us, Will. What's the most rogue tip that no one else has picked? You only get one horse, one race, like Pivot
City. I'll do one race and two horses.
The two camels that he's picked in the size.
Sunlit Serenade and Oh Hope should be first and second favourite, and they're both 20s plus.
Oh, there you go. We've heard it all. Hayden from Dos Punting says, way too early, Melbourne Cup declarations.
Oh, here we go.
Honestly, Hayden, I think you've answered your own question within the question there. I don't even
know. I suppose that's about Revelara, is it?
Oh, I don't know.
Good horse.
If there's a horse that's been absolutely crucified by the handicapper that is now not going to the Adelaide Cup that it was a moral in and goes to a Roy Higgins, he will nearly beat Revelare. There you go.
And he's probably a better horse than Revelare.
Huh?
He's probably a better horse than Revelare.
Yeah, that's not like a massive call at all.
Well,
that's
it is, like, because Revelare's got a cult following.
Yeah, because he keeps winning. And punters love winners.
Yeah, I like winners.
All right, let's move on.
Pretty much the same horse.
Olivia Cold. Never heard of her. Says, which of the favourites in the major races? Joking.
You're on the couch.
You're in trouble, mate.
Which of the favourites in the major races is most vulnerable this weekend?
Another Will.
Broadsiding.
So Will says broadsiding. Nico says another Will.
Look how Nico's looking at me.
Because you just say dumb shit.
No, honestly, I'm going to say Switzerland. I reckon there's a little bit of D-Day there.
For you've Switzerland, gone out on a limb that. There, hero. $5.
$4.80. He's been backed. Isaac Landers. Can anyone realistically beat Mr. Brightside at the Flemington Mile?
Yes, another Will.
Yes, they can. But hopefully they don't.
Yeah,
Sam Battalato, can Nico explain why he said people's comments didn't affect him, then proceeded to...
No, no, please, I'm reading it out. Read it out. Oh, fuck.
There wasn't, like, the question got chopped off, so maybe he wanted more in it, but...
Oh, well, I know exactly what he's alluding to. It doesn't bother me, but it doesn't mean you can't stamp out bullshit. I know exactly what he's referring to, and so do you. But just because it doesn't affect me doesn't mean you can't have an opinion or say something about it. But anyway, we're not going down that rabbit hole tonight.
It's a rabbit hole. Ryan Deeth, hottest thing on racing Twitter right now. I don't know what this question is in reference to.
Probably Nick.
Yeah, probably Nick. Ben, how does it feel to have bookies, spies sub to the 6 day? It is horrendous. I absolutely hate it. And I reckon there's a couple, because every time I put out a bet, there are times where I don't even take the bet and it's gone within 5 seconds. So bookie spies, if you're listening to this and you're sub to the 6 day,
get out of there.
Big middle finger to you. Just beat us the right way. Why don't you? That's all I have to say.
Yeah,
about
you.
And they're paying you. They're subscribers.
Yeah, well, it's $2.50 a week. It's not much. Nick Zaccardelli, Mr. B was falling in a hole late last start. What makes you think he will progress from that run and win?
Added fitness, out to the mile, at his favourite track. But, as I said, the writing is on the wall. He should get all favours on Saturday. And as long as he's not in the twilight of his career and on the decline, he should be winning. But that is also a possibility that he could be on the decline.
Yeah, I would say, like, the headwind he faced was actually quite significant, and Tom Kitten was just smothered up in between runners and was made to look a little bit better than what he actually was. Roy O'Meara, last week's tipping was sensational. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Arcana would have been nice.
I would have been. Arcana.
Was that your
ticket? Yeah.
Was this thing that, what did it run second?
No, that Arcana was the one in Verdad's race.
Oh yeah,
it was the grey horse in Verdad's race.
Did she jar up?
It's a wet track
on a dry track.
Yeah, she's a wet track.
Verdad had the concussion plates off, and I should have saw it coming.
Oh
yeah, and he was smashed last 5 minutes of betting. So Sarek, where does broadsiding go after this weekend? Rosehill versus Derby, QE versus VR. All age stakes? Question mark. He won't go to the Dart, I don't reckon. I reckon he'll go Rosehill Guineas.
Hopefully one more. Rosehill Guineas and that's it. But they probably might have a dip at the Queen Elizabeth.
They might go to the Queen Elizabeth, but...
Hope not.
All
right. Nathan, Deep Grond. Still searching for a Moonee Valley winner, Benny. Who wins the 9-5-5 final? I actually met Nathan last week. This is the bloke who I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah.
And, you know, he came up to me and introduced himself and said, I'm Nathan, who you can't pronounce my last name. And I knew exactly who he was straight away. So
last Friday night was good.
It wasn't great for me. It wasn't great for Nathan either. So,
well, you had a moral in the last.
Yeah, just
I tipped that I was so dirty when I got out of dinner and my phone was blowing up. Moonee back in one, not a cent on. Fair dinkum.
Yeah. Yep.
Getting the scenic.
Hopefully Mick Adam wins the first, Nathan, and we can bookend the card with Fishin and also Intrepid Eagle in the last. Coop Sewan, but as Lindsay Park director, do you think Mr. Brightside should go to Hong Kong post All-Star Mile? I reckon that's where he's going.
Bot can't direct himself when he goes to the bathroom, let alone anything else.
Can someone frame a market for Will not getting his mug on TV this Saturday? It won't happen.
Oh, it's the meme show. It'll be on $1.01.
Would the All-Star Mile work as a slot race and would it draw the top Sydney horses pre-Queen Elizabeth?
No. Just make it $1 million race and put the other $1.5 million somewhere else. Unless you've got a race for $5 million, you're not going to attract a better field.
Right, there's only three more. I'll speed through them. Coops, can someone in New Zealand please ensure Nico plays it if Mr. Brightside gets up on Saturday?
Yeah, absolutely. The New Zealanders will know what hashtag play it means, don't you worry.
Stu has gone hello in one question box with a little wave. He goes, free tip, Kai Ying rising 100 units in the Everest. That's all. Bye. Yeah, I agree. Kai Ying rising in the Everest. And the last one is from Josh Fry. Can you please get in to Toby Barati for his Tom Kitten hate? Thanks, lads. Huh. Oh, I think... Toby's was doing a bit of a work experience at Racing Victoria. And I don't know why he's got so much hate for Tom Kitten, but I don't know. There seems to be a lot of Tom Kitten love, a lot of Tom Kitten fanboys.
Oh, isn't there? So. Oh, well, there's all of a sudden a new fan allegiance since last run, since he was so unlucky.
Yeah.
No, Give me a spell.
Very, very interesting. All right, I've done my absolute best, punters, to try and condense this. And honestly, if we didn't speed through the form and blab on, it would have gone for 2 hours. So we've kept it to 125. Let's wrap it up there. Nick, Will, good luck this weekend. And if you don't,
I may or may not see you next week. Just depends on what my internet situation's like. I'm going to try my best.
You'll be in NZ still?
Yes, I will. And I'm also going to be 2 hours ahead, so... also going to be 1 o'clock in the morning, so maybe I should do my best work and then get on the podcast.
Yeah, and hopefully we can play. Cheers.